crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy.
Hey, 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 psychos, it's Karen.
And I'm Grace, and welcome back to yet another episode of Psychoanalysis. So, Karen, how have you been?
What have you been up to? I've been good. I officially graduated this past weekend.
Done.
So that is crazy. It, like, really hasn't hit me yet. I haven't really cried about it yet, so pretty scared about when that'll hit me.
Weren't we supposed to FaceTime or Zoom last night?
Were we?
I think we might have been.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we were. We definitely were. Setting up my apologies to the people we accidentally flaked out on.
So sorry. My fault. All of our faults. But
all of our faults. Whoops. None of us said anything.
So, Grace, you have a little story for us this week.
I do have a story for us. Shout out to all of you out there who have roommates. I think pretty much everyone listening to this probably has roommates, but this one specifically is to the dysfunctional roommate relationships, and you don't understand, like, what the fuck is happening.
We've all had
roommates who just do weird shit, and you just don't really understand why, and, you know, let them do their thing. In this specific instance, I don't have a specific roommate that I don't know who did this, okay?
Okay, but, like, and you kind of know.
I mean, I think I know, but I don't have any facts or proof or evidence. It's just a hunch.
Context clues.
I am not going to out someone based on a hunch. But in this specific instance, I have an electric kettle. And everyone in my, like, house shares it. We all use it regularly. Because, you know, it'd be kind of silly to have multiple electric kettles out at once.
Right.
Just, like, having multiple toasters. Like, what's the point? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everybody uses it.
And I went to go make myself a cup of tea literally 30 minutes ago, right before recording this. And I look in the bottom when I'm going to fill it up with water, and there's rice in the bottom of this kettle.
I can't.
And I just want to say, like, if it had worked, like, if you were able to make rice in a, like a hot kettle, an electric kettle, like, that is genius and actually, like, a very efficient way to make rice. But unfortunately,
That's not how that works.
No, it didn't work. And so,
is it, like, burnt at the bottom, like, crispy?
I don't know. I didn't try
did
and,
it
like,
not get to that point?
Move it around.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely stuck to the bottom.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then there was some, like, in the little grate where you pour the water out of, there was, like, some stuck in the grate. Like, someone tried to pour the rice out. And beyond just, like, that being an upsetting thing to begin with, it's just, like, you know, you marvel at the ingenuity and, like, the progress that people try and make. You know, experimentation is great. And I love that, like, people are trying to, like, move forward in, you know, discoveries of
exactly
how to cook things.
However,
just would appreciate, like, it not, like, being at the expense of my kettle, you know?
Yeah, like, if you're gonna do that, use your own damn kettle.
Yeah. Or at least,
like,
clean
just
it.
Don't.
Yeah. There's a lot of other options there that would be a better result.
And, like, rice isn't that hard to make normally.
No, it's really not. And also, you can just buy a rice maker. Like, yeah, there are literal rice makers out there for this.
And they're not that expensive.
No, they're like $20. So I'm just, like, here to sort of air my grievances, and also just, like, I hope someone else laughs at this because it's actually fucking hilarious if it's not happening
to
you.
No, it's really funny.
It's really funny.
But also
so, yeah,
infuriating. Like, if
it's
that
very
was
infuriating.
Me,
yeah,
I would be pissed.
I think in like 5 years, I'll think it's really funny. And I'm trying to think it's really funny right now, but unfortunately, I just don't quite see the humor yet. So I hope someone else sees it.
I definitely see it.
Good. Laugh for me.
So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Well, this week is an exciting week because sitting next to me is my very own baby sister. Hallie, how are you?
Heyo, I'm Hallie.
Hi, Hallie. Can you give us a little bio?
A bio. Well, hi. I'm Karin's little sister. We have the same birthday. Oh. I always love telling people that. Mm-hmm. You know, in class when they're like,
what's a fun fact?
I'm always like, I share a birthday with my sister. But we're not twins. And they're like, so mind blown. So that was the best present you ever got, right?
What are the odds?
So I'm a film and media major. I go to KU, like Grace. So she's my little mentor. It's really fun. It's a really fun little thing. I don't know what else. What else is there to me?
What's your death row meal?
What's my death row meal? Easy. Oh, shit.
Oh, and she fell over.
I'm so nervous. I'm, like, rocking on my chair.
Don't do that.
Okay. Death row meal. Okay. Okay.
This is already chaos.
We're going to have a boo-boo count. How many times are you going to call me boo-boo during this?
Okay.
All right. Anyways. All right. Death row meal. Shake Shack burger. Mm-hmm. A Coke. Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola.
Diet?
Diet.
Okay.
Actually.
Wait, what the fuck? That sounds like someone from the South.
What do you mean?
Everyone I know who's from the South drinks Diet Coke.
Oh, really?
I've never heard of anyone outside of the South drinking Diet Coke.
Oh, I have. A lot of, like, suburban moms who don't like coffee always drink Diet Coke for, like, their morning caffeine. I'm dead ass. Like, there are so many.
Yeah. I mean, I know that because I have like relatives who do that shit, but it's just like, what the hell?
So yeah.
Anyway.
Shake Shack burger, just the regular Shake Shack burger. Mm-hmm. A Coca-Cola, green bean casserole on the side.
Oh,
Green bean casserole.
Yes. Interesting.
Mm. Why is that?
It's just like that doesn't go with a burger in my head. You know, like I do love green bean casserole. Yeah, I mean, totally.
And then I want a New York cheesecake on the side with, like, a strawberry drizzle. Ooh. I've had many – I've thought about this question a lot. Good. So
that's a great meal.
Yeah. Thank you.
Man, I hope you get to eat that someday in your life.
Me too. Yeah,
except not on death row.
Yeah, not on death row. That'd be
– I mean, hopefully not. Fingers crossed.
Wow.
Okay, well, today Hallie is going to talk about one of her, like, passions, something she, like, really enjoys – that Grace and I and a lot of other people don't really know much about. And I'm really intrigued, Grace. Yeah?
I'm excited to learn. I'm excited to, like, have Hallie give us basically her own deep dive. Mm-hmm. And I think this is something that, like, it's an interesting niche of culture that I've always, like, sort of wondered about. So I'm ready to learn more.
Yeah. So, Hallie, do you want to introduce what you're going to be deep diving into?
Yes, ma'am. So today I'm going to talk about K-pop.
Woo!
It is something that, like, just kind of consumes my life. And I used to not be happy that it did, but now I'm kind of, like, chill with it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm a K-poppy.
Yeah.
I'm a proud K-poppy.
Is that what they're called?
Ooh,
that's just what I like to call them.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just my own word for it.
And then can you explain what K-pop stands for?
It's Korean pop music, and I don't know, like, it is a genre of music, but it's much more of an industry.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of see it now. Like, there's the music, but then there's also, like, just everything surrounding it. I mean, like, all these groups within the industry, like, the money they make goes to Korea, a lot of it, and, like, it promotes Korea, so it's much more of, like, an industry than it is just, like, a genre of music, which I find really interesting.
Well, I've heard that it gets, like, classified as, like, one of their main exports. Like, they technically are, it's an export of, like, pop music.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like,
so much money. It's insane.
And it's so funny because normally, like, countries that have exports, they're, like, exporting, like, coal or oil or, like, wheat. And they're just like, no, we're going to export some music.
Like, music, beautiful people, image, just, it's crazy. So,
totally. Yeah. Okay. So, do you want to go into, like, how you got into it, or do you want to talk about, like, your favorite band first?
I mean, like, what would make more sense? Because I feel like my favorite band is the one that got me into it. I'll do how I got into it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, like, in 2017, like, the end of it, that I got into K-pop. I never really knew anything about it. I didn't, like, I just didn't know about it at all.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, I like to be a part of something. I like to be
totally
in, like, a fandom, or, like, I just like little activities and things to obsess over. Mm-hmm. It's really fun for me. Like, I don't know. It's just like a little pastime for me. Like
being within a group. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, it's fun. Like me and my friends, we like a lot of the same things. So it'd usually be like obsessing over something with them. Mm-hmm. So like me and my friend, it was Teen Wolf all throughout middle school. That show.
Yeah.
About werewolves. Like we just got really into it. We would watch it every week. So like it ended in 2017. So after that, we were like, what the fuck are we gonna do now?
Yeah.
There was a solid
Your
month.
World is empty.
There was a solid month where I was just like,
I have no purpose.
What am I going to do? Like, I don't have anything to get excited
what
over.
What is my purpose in life?
I, like, I seriously, like,
now that Teen
like,
Wolf has been
oh,
taken
man.
From me.
That, you were, that was when you were, like, a new, like, only child in the house because
yeah.
that was the year I went to college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was, like, once that show ended, once Karin was gone, I was just like, oh.
Lonely girl.
I was a little lonely. I didn't know what I was going to do. So my really good friend, she was like, playing this song in the car, and I was like, yo, I've heard this before. It was on like Vine or something. And she was like, oh yeah, like I'll show you the people who sing it. Like it's really good actually. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so we went to her house, and the first video she put on within the first 10 seconds, I was like, oh shit,
this
I could really get into it. She showed me
wait, what friend was it?
Grace Deering. Oh. Yeah, homie. What a homie. She What video was it? It was BTS. She showed me a BTS music video, and within the first 10 seconds, the first thing that caught my eye was like the amazing cinematography. Like the music video was insane. I don't even know. It was just, I was like, whoa, that's super cool. And then I like saw like the members and the boys who were dancing and singing, and I was like, okay, they're really cute. And then I started, like, paying attention to the music, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go home and watch 5 more hours of this stuff. So it was really fun for me. It felt really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cute. And I don't know. It just, like, it hit me in one night. I was like, all right, so I'm going to spend a lot of time on this now. Mm-hmm. So I guess, like, I'll just kind of talk about this thing. Like, me and my friend, we've talked about, like, the phases of getting into K-pop. We've kind of identified it. It's really interesting because, like, it is a culture, essentially. Like, the fandom, it's, like, a K-pop culture. So mm-hmm. we mm-hmm. identified the first phase, which is, like, the first week to, like, first year of being introduced to K-pop. It's the honeymoon phase,
right.
You know?
Right.
Your
the first week
revolves.
To the first year. That's
yep.
a long
Your life
phase.
Kind of, like, revolves around it. And I mean, like, everyone's experience with, like, getting introduced to it is different. I just happen to be the type of person that will fall into the very hard stanning people. Like, I
Right. But
will.
That just happens to you with, like, a lot of
yeah.
hobbies
yeah.
or other things.
Yeah.
You're just, like, a very passionate and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, determined person.
Yeah.
Like, you want to, like, know everything.
Yeah.
You want to be in the
yeah.
middle of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense, because I think a lot of people are just like that. Like, once you get into something, you, like, dive fully into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's like Hallie with anything.
Yeah. So I think that just, like, a lot of people, especially people who enjoy having, like, a place to channel
yeah.
a lot of their energy, that's just sort of how they are. So I think that's,
yeah.
like, to be expected.
Which, like, I love about you.
Thank
like,
you.
I wish I was more like that.
Thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, I stumbled into the honeymoon phase. So I would spend 3 hours a night watching YouTube videos just of these Korean boys. Like, at first, it just was, like, mind-blowing to me. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching these boys. Literally, sometimes they would just, you'd watch these videos of them that they post on their YouTube channel of them eating food. And I was like, oh, my God. This is so interesting. And I, like, it's crazy. So, yeah, just, like, the first, like, year, I was just like, that's all I thought about. I only thought about BTS. Oh, okay, that's not a dream. I just, like, I was very wrapped up around it.
Yeah.
And within, like, this first year, you know, like, of the culture, you kind of identify a bias wrecker of the group.
What that?
So, I mean, like, it's kind of like your favorite member.
How many, like...
Should I,
why
like,
is
talk
it,
about who they are?
Why is it called a bias?
Yeah, and, like, how many K-pop... groups
oh,
are there?
I should
like,
really
there,
break it down better.
Are
okay.
there like tons or like
yeah.
three or are they like friends
yeah.
or enemies or what is it?
All right. How do I explain this? All right, there's a lot. So I was just talking about BTS. That was the group I got introduced to. They're a part of One Entertainment Company. And theirs was, like, an underdog company.
Okay.
And that's kind of, like, their legacy is, like, they built it up.
Okay.
But, like, there are three big companies that have, like, countless groups. And, I mean, they pump these babies out. They're pumping groups out. There's, like, I don't know. There's groups with 4 people. There's groups with 9 people. There's a group with 17 people. It's freaking, yeah, I don't know. You have a lot of options, which I think is cool.
Are they all, like, either all boys or all girls?
There's no mixed, yeah. Oh. I mean, there is, like, one. Oh, no, we're not going to get into that.
Okay.
No, it's typically, like, girl group, boy group.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Interesting, okay.
And yeah. Do they collab, or is it just, like, you are in that group, and they're, like, competing with the other kind of?
I mean, they have, like, award shows. It's similar to, like, Western, like, award shows where it's, just, like, it's album of the year, group of the year. So, like, yeah.
Okay.
I'd say most of the competition happens when they're trainees.
Oh.
So members of a group, before they go into a group, they go to training camp for, like, years and compete against each other to get into
a
group.
That's crazy.
That's so it's kind of all like basically the not cool one big like reality TV show sort of.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like it's there's, all a competition.
Yeah, they have. I mean, some companies do it like a reality TV show where like you're like rooting for this person to get into the group. You're rooting for that.
Oh, it's like,
some
it's
of them
like,
just have auditions and you have to just keep working on it. Like
okay, so this is this is interesting because it's very different from how like United States bands get put together because a lot of the United States bands like. If you're actually starting from the ground up, like, you just make a band and then you try and get, like, a deal with a record company. And then if you're already, like, signed with the record company, sometimes they will throw you together with other people. But I feel like for the most part, it's always, like, starting with, like, the band first before the record company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
So they have to, like, that's kind of, like, the rough side of K-pop, because I'd say the training days are very harsh mentally and physically for the people. And I think that's a lot of, like, the stigma around K-pop, too, that people have issues with, which it's true, though. Like, it's pretty hard. Like, the people who make it, they worked very hard, and it's good for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are many different companies, many different groups.
That's interesting.
But my first one was BTS, and they're kind of like a big symbol of K-pop.
Okay.
They kind of
why
have
is that?
They've had the biggest impact like on in like music for K-pop. Like a lot of people say they paved the way as in like they opened up the door for Western artists and Western listeners to kind of accept K-pop because it kind of
yeah that makes
you know,
sense.
It's a foreign language
that
you're listening to. A lot of people don't really it's not their thing, which I get.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's also like the only K-pop band that I've actually heard of that I remember the name of is BTS.
Yeah.
Me too.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense that we're talking about them specifically.
So can you tell us a little bit about BTS? Like who are the members and like why are they so big in the Western culture?
Yeah. So they're 7 dudes. They range from ages like 23 to 29.
Oh, okay.
And the youngest one, he started training when he was 13. So his whole life, he's kind of just, like, been in
it. So, like, training literally starts, like...
They can be young, yeah.
And is is it, like, training instead of school, or do they still go to school?
He went to school.
Okay.
But, it, like, that's, like, doubling up. It'd be, like, working a full-time job and school.
Oh,
like,
dang.
So they kind of... They're part of Big Hit Entertainment. It's a small... It was a smaller company. Way back when. There's 3 rappers and 3 singers. And they all sing and dance. So while they were training.
Did you say there's 7?
What did I say?
3 and 3.
Oh, 3 rappers, 4 singers.
Okay.
Okay. I was like, what does the other guy do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, is he?
And so.
He's a drummer.
They trained together. They trained for a couple of years. And then they debuted in like 2013.
Okay.
And
dude, can you imagine training for several years without, like, you don't get to play a show, you don't get to make an album, you're just, like, training?
No.
Like, whoa.
No.
That's crazy.
Never. So much dancing. And, like, some of them didn't even know how to dance.
So they literally had to start.
Some of them started from the ground up. I'd say, yeah. So what kind of set them apart right away from their debut was like that they were from a smaller company, and that I think they produced a majority of their music opposed to other groups where like the companies would make the music and give it to them to sing. Mm. So they kind of already right away.
By produce, you mean like they wrote their own stuff?
They wrote a lot of it. Okay. And they, and like three of them like work hands on with the music, like engineering. Like they make the music.
Okay.
So that was something that like people were like, oh.
That like
allowed
them to stand apart from the others.
That allowed them to create lyrics that kind of resonated with their fans more. And I think that's the biggest thing is like what they were singing about was also very different from like your regular K-pop at the time. Like, a lot of K-pop, they were singing about love and, like, all that stuff. They were talking about, like, teenagers and, like, how teenagers feel in society, school, life, mentally. Like, they talked about heavy stuff, which instantly caught a lot of people's, like, attention. So I think that's also what still resonates today is, like, they are very heavy on, like, real human emotion, real thoughtful messages.
Not just the cliche songs all about love. Yeah.
Yeah. So, cool. Yeah. They're awesome. I want to go back up.
Moral of the story, Hallie loves them.
I love them.
Do you want to talk about, like, I don't know, like a day in the life of a fan or like how you interact with them as a fan?
Right.
Or,
I'll do like, interaction, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I talked about the honeymoon phase, you know, and during that time you like kind of figure out your bias and your bias wrecker, which I was trying to explain to you guys. It's like your favorite boy.
Okay.
Like he's
is your bias.
So
and then who's your bias wrecker?
Right.
What does that mean?
It's complicated nowadays because I mean back then I was very like, oh, I need a bias wreck and I need a bias wrecker. So my bias is Yoongi. His name is Yoongi.
Okay.
He's a rapper in BTS. And then my bias wrecker is Jungkook. It changes.
What does bias wrecker mean?
It's okay, bias wrecker is the guy who is like I could be your bias, and I'm threatening your bias's position as your main boy.
Oh, you know? It's sort of like your number two dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a fun way to say it.
Cute.
I mean, but, like, nowadays, like, since I've been a fan of them for, like, 3 years now, I'm kind of, like, over the whole, like, he's my favorite. Like,
yeah.
I just kind of call it soft spots, and I kind of, you love them all. You have to love them all. You can't. You can't really like be a solo fan of one of them. You encourage and love all of them equally. So that's kind of like how I am now. And what I think like made them have such like a big part of my life is like, I mean, I found out about them during a time where like I was pretty lonely. I mean, Karin was gone. I was a sophomore in high school, like, high school sucks. I don't know, I was very lonely, I felt pretty sad a lot, so they were kind of, like, I considered them my friends, almost.
Yeah.
They were just, like, seven new friends that I would watch their videos, and I just felt really comforted, so that's, like, kind of a thing with K-pop and groups, like, people find a lot of comfort in them because these groups,
they're just like regular teens.
Yeah, and they post a ton on social media. They post tons of videos. They tweet all the time. They have a lot of fan interaction. Any group does. So I think fans feel very close to them, which makes you want to support them even more. That's kind of the cycle. Yeah.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you said you're like, you don't really have a bias anymore, but who's, like, your favorite of the group?
Karin. I can't pick. No, I love them all. They're all great. I will mention June.
Okay.
June is a special man. Ask any girlie about June from BTS. His name is Namjoon, but we call him June.
Okay.
It is a collective nickname. Because he's amazing. I can't explain it. That man is something special.
Is he a singer or a rapper?
He's the lead. He's the leader of the group. Every group has a leader.
Okay.
They're kind of the ones.
Wait, like a literal, like, nominated leader?
Like, they, the group kind of, like, is like, okay,
you're like the captain.
Yeah. So he's kind of the one, well, in specific for BTS, like, he's the one who speaks English.
Okay.
So he helps translate. He's just kind of, like, he's in charge, kind of them, but they, so He's a great man. He spoke at the UN, United Nations. He's very intelligent. I could go on about this man, but he's a great guy. And everyone collectively feels the same way. Yeah. I can assure you that if you mention June, they will be saying the same things I am.
Cute. I love that.
Yeah.
Did you want to go in order of your bullet points?
Sure.
Or did you want to skip around?
Kind of want to,
yeah. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. So what is that?
All right. So ask.
Okay. So as you guys know, like, we always put together a little document for the podcast. And Hallie had this bullet point that just says, like, comeback rundown. And I want to know what that means because I don't get it.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of interesting because so much of the language you're using, I'm totally unfamiliar with.
Oh,
but
really?
It seems like this is something I should, like, already know.
You know? I know. You're like, you know, like, bias record, comeback rundown.
Like, yeah.
Because, like, I know about music and I know, like, artists, but you're just, like, saying words that I have never heard affiliated with this before.
And I'm like, it's almost like the K-pop fandom culture just has their own, like,
we have a language.
K-pop vernacular.
Literally. So yeah, talk about that a little.
So I mean, a comeback is like they're coming back.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, they drop a little teaser. They're like, oop, we have an album coming soon. Okay. Comeback shutdown. Especially for BTS, it's like, oh shit, they're coming. Block off your schedules.
Oh.
The comeback is coming. So it's usually about a month long where say they're like, okay. So let's use November 1st for an example.
Okay.
It's November 1st. BTS goes, we have an album coming November 28th.
Okay.
Fandom's like, all right. We make, in particular, okay, BTS ARMY, that's like the fandom name. We're an ARMY. We're crazy. And we make a goal list. We're like, these are all the goals.
On what platform?
Twitter. Twitter's the platform that usually reaches out. So we kind of all... Someone starts it. It's like what we're going to help them achieve with this comeback.
Whoa.
Number one music video ratings in the first day. Number one on Billboard. Like, we make our goals. We're like, this is going to happen. And then, so that kind of is just collectively known. We're like, all right, we're going to get them any achievement we can get. This is what's so interesting about BTS in general, because like the fandom is, we want them to win.
I also, later we can talk about like how they like the whole thing with like Trump and stuff like
that. Oh my god.
We can talk about that later.
They're awesome.
But keep talking about this.
So that's set. We're like, okay, goals. Then we wait. You know? 3 weeks out, concept photos drop. Each album has a different concept, like any other artist, but like, yeah. So about like 3 weeks away from the album drop, concept photos come out.
Okay.
And like,
and that's from BTS, not
every
the
group.
ARMY.
What?
That's not like the
they
ARMY
drop it.
Make it.
Yeah, okay. BTS's concept photo albums.
Okay,
like they're the pictures that go with the theme of the album.
Okay,
and this is for every group too. Like every group has a concept. They drop concept photos.
Okay,
and so they drop the photos. Everyone screams about it.
Concept
and they do
photos
it like,
is just like promotional material, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So and they do it like every day. So like one a day, one member a day's photos come out. So everyone's like, oh my god, like.
Okay.
June's today. Oh, it's Yoongi's are tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we like figure it out. And so then that happens, and then a little bit before they drop like teaser videos of
music videos.
The music videos, and those are always fun. And then drop day. Drop day. Days of production. As well, for me and my friend. We like to get excited about it the day it comes out.
Okay.
Now it is the day the album comes out. We have our teaser videos, we have the concept photos. And so for Korean time, it comes out at like, oh gosh, I don't know it. But for, okay, it comes out sometime during the day for them. For us, it's 4 a.m.
Every time?
Most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, now that they're more incorporated with Western culture, like, they drop it at 12 a.m. for us. But, so me and my friend, we would get up one time. We got up at 4 a.m. That was a mess. We were so tired. So we never did that again. For their last album back in March, we got up at like 5 before school. You know, we have to listen to it before school. We sit down, we watch the video, and then we run through the whole album, and it's just a great day. And then you can unbox the album.
Like after you purchase it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
like
if
the
you
physical album?
Yeah. So what's really big with K-pop is like the physical albums. I feel like a lot of people don't buy like CD albums of artists. Like, you want these albums. They are nice boxes. They have beautiful designs. They give you posters, photo cards, little stickers. They give you a photo book of the concept art. It's like so much fun. I have, oh gosh, like $500 worth of albums in my room.
Oh.
Nice.
I'm happy about it. They're so fun.
So normally, like, okay, on average, I'd say a Western band would come out with an album like every year or every other year. Is that kind of how they work? Is that how they operate?
They average 2 albums a year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So they're pumping those suckers out.
They are. Yeah. Damn. Which, good for them. Money, money.
That is,
I mean,
a lot.
Yeah. Typically, they have different versions of their album.
What does that mean?
So I have 3 of this. I have 3 copies of one album, but different versions, if that makes sense.
Okay. So are there like different songs on the album?
It's concept. Different concept. Oh, man.
Different concept art?
So, say they had 4 different, like, photo shoots for this one album.
Okay.
Those 4 photo shoots will get a physical version of their copy.
Right.
Which is genius because people will buy all 4 of them to see all 4 versions of the art.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's really just, like, it's a collectible thing. So, like, you can just buy one album. There are, like, different variations of the same album that has different... This, like, not the songs. The songs are all the same, but what comes with it is different. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and what really gets people going, this is with any K-pop album, are the photo cards.
Okay.
Each album comes with, like, a little photo card of, like, a different member. So you never know which one you're going to pull. You're like, ooh, like, I got this one. I got that one. Like, it's...
Okay.
That's, like, the fun thing about it.
Yeah.
I enjoy opening them. They're very exciting.
And does that, do they, like, do you, if you pre-order it, do you get it, like, the day that the album would have come out?
Typically, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's super fun.
That's cool.
What? The doggies?
They ripped up a present from under the tree.
Love them so much.
Okay.
So much.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... Wow. That is, like, your virtual or, like, you've got some virtual interaction with them there, but you also, like, have the unboxing.
Yeah.
What are their performances like?
They're fantastic.
And how many concerts have you been to?
I've only been to 1.
Okay.
Of their concerts and 1 K-pop concert in general. But they're, like, they know how to entertain. K-pop groups know how to entertain because you get, like, you get dancing, you get singing, you get the whole concept. So, like, they base everything around the concept. I'll use an example. Like, one of their albums, BTS's albums, was about, like, the dark side of, like, loving people and, like, how if you don't love yourself first, like, it won't. You can't love someone else, you know what I mean? Like, you can't wear a mask. You have to, like, be your true self. So if with that concept, the photos were much darker and more intense. And the performances, they wore, like, masks. And their dances, like, interpreted the song. Like, it's really awesome. And the music videos are just always incredible. So, like, it's just a really big... The comebacks are big. They spend months, like, getting everything put together and stuff.
And so as anyone else would. It's sort of like probably like any other artists, like albums and then how they tailor a specific, like, say, tour to that album.
Yeah.
But probably like a little bit more heavily done because it seems like maybe they do, like, I don't know, sort of different things from album to album where, like, maybe one they'll have, like, a lot of darker colors and, like, more interpretive dancing and then another they'll, like, have brighter colors and, like, no masks or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I want to talk about when I had to help you buy the ticket to that concert because
oh boy.
That was a that was a production.
Yeah.
That I was part of.
Yeah.
Okay, explain.
So buying BTS tickets, I don't know what other experiences are with other K-pop groups, but BTS tickets, it's a bloodbath. You gotta be ready. You have to prepare like a few days in advance to get these tickets. You need to have people to help you. You need to have multiple devices, and you gotta just, you gotta be prepared because it's, they go so fast and it's crazy.
Like how fast do they normally sell out?
Like right when you click, I don't know, Ticketmaster, right when you click like, okay, go, like you're instantly put into a line and you could be sitting there for 30 minutes and then just not get anything. That was our case and I almost cried.
Yeah, we had like, she like made me book my, like clear my schedule and like she booked me for my afternoon.
Because none of my friends were available.
And we had like 3 laptops running.
Yeah.
And there was, Hallie, you actually like filmed this, right?
I did film it because I knew it would be.
Her emotions, I kid you not, were just like off the charts. They were, she was like quiet for like 10 minutes, but then like another minute she was like screaming and running around the house. Another minute she was like crying.
Because for the first 30 minutes, I thought I was fucked. I didn't get anything. Yeah.
And then,
oh, my heartbreak.
Yeah, we were like at this for like an hour. And after like 45 minutes or so,
you were like, let me just go look online for
something. Yeah, I was like, why don't we just check a different website other than Ticketmaster? Like,
yeah.
And my brain just like blew up. And it was like such a crazy idea.
So innovative.
And I just like got to a different website. Quickly went boop, 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 checked out, got her 2 tickets, or like 4 tickets, everything was good in the world. And
except
she was literally like,
I cried.
She was like, how did you do that? That was insane.
Do you
mind you? This does that mean? Is, does that mean honeymoon phase?
Does that mean that you were just you just made it harder than it needed to be?
Yes. Maybe. But also, I was so nervous. I want Grace. I wanted to go so bad.
And no, you
I
got
understand.
To go.
I totally
and
I got understand to go. That. But it's just like if Karin was able to like after the 45 minutes of waiting to just like, it almost seems like Ticketmaster like sets this up and makes it more difficult just so like people will want it more.
They do. Yeah. Yep. They do.
Definitely. And well, it just surprises me that like it's that hard to get a ticket even in America. Yeah. Like I can't even think even imagine how it is like if you're in Korea, like how hard it is.
No,
to
they
get
have
those
raffles.
Tickets.
Like you have to be a part, so in Korea you have to be a part of like a membership to even get considered for like GA. And even then like you're lucky to get one or and they have 3 shows in Korea, typically at the beginning of the tour and then like a closing to like show at Korea like in a dome. It's huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Can I talk about the actual... I'll talk about the actual concert for a second.
Go ahead.
So, around the time the concert happened, I had, like, been a fan of them for, like, a year at this point. So, I'm still in the honeymoon. And so, we bought the tickets in, like, May.
Mm-hmm.
Concert was in October. So, for, like, 6 months, me and my friends just, like, were like, oh, my gosh, like, it's happening. Like, oh my gosh, like, we, like, countdown.
Yeah.
We're so excited. But come the day we get into the, like, we get into the whatever stands.
The arena.
I blacked out. I don't remember a thing because it was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like,
well, first of all, it was, like, one of her first concerts ever.
Yeah. It was also in Chicago.
And, like,
I skipped the day of school, drove to Chicago with my friends to go see them. And the moment they popped up onto the stage, I was like, they're actually real. They're real.
They exist.
They exist. It was a crazy moment for me. And I can't remember a lot of it because I was having the time of my life. But I don't remember
anything. You should have done like a trial run, like a run through of like, this is what a concert's like. So you like understood.
Yeah.
That
I watched like YouTube videos.
Okay, like, but like what? That's not the same thing as like going to an actual go to a concert.
Yeah.
Any old concert.
My first concert was Big Time Rush.
Oh, damn.
And, like, I wasn't even a fan of them, and it was still very overwhelming.
It is
like,
super exciting. Overwhelming.
And I can't even imagine how you felt. And like, holy shit.
I was going to, me and my friend talk about it, how excited I was. Because, like, I've matured since then, but I thought everyone there had to be my friend. I had to talk to everyone because, like, oh, my gosh, all these people like the same thing I do. So I was, like, I, like, looked to the girl to my
Ellipson. I know. So you make friends with anybody.
Like, a girl was, like, yelling, like, a couple rows above me. And I was, like, yeah, girl. I was, like.
You're, like, on another level.
There were, like, two, like, adults in front of us, like, two moms.
Yeah.
Anyone can like BTS. They were sitting there minding their own business. And I go, oh my gosh, like, have you guys seen them before? And they were like, yeah, we went to the concert yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, were they good? Like, were they good? And I could tell they just wanted me to shut up. They're like, I'm not dealing with these young little girls. I'm here to watch BTS and that's it. So I was very excited. Yeah. It was a fun time. And like, they don't have opening acts.
What?
They don't have like opening acts.
Oh, it's just them.
You get there and you watch like a ton of their music videos on the screen, and everyone's singing along to the music videos. We're all like, like a new one would come on, and everyone would scream and get excited because it's just like
so crazy.
And it's so insane.
It's crazy to me that like everybody sings along, but like a lot of you guys don't know Korean.
Yeah.
Like they sing in Korean.
Yeah.
Mostly, right?
Mostly, yeah.
So how do you know like what the lyrics are? Does everybody just like look it up or like learn
Korean? I look them up.
Yeah.
I skim over them and like try to understand. But like their big thing is like you kind of just like know what they're trying to say through the music. Like it's a lot of times one of the members explains it like language, like music transcends language. Mm. Like a lot of people connect with the message after like figuring out what it means, and then they just like they don't care about it if they don't understand it. If it sounds good, it sounds good, you know?
Huh. That's so interesting.
Oh, I should talk about Light Sticks.
Sure.
So
what?
Light Sticks.
Like at the concert.
Like a light stick. Every K-pop group has their own custom light stick.
For concerts?
Yeah. And people bring them to concerts and they light up and they like every group has their own like design of a light stick. It's really fun. So I bought mine for $50.
Do you have to buy it before the concert?
I mean, if you don't have one at the concert, you're left out.
Yeah.
Like it lights up.
But they don't sell them there.
They do. I bought mine on site.
Oh, and it you know when people have Christmas lights and it goes to a song? Like
yeah, it goes with the song.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's so sick.
Do you still have yours?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's funny. It's upstairs, yep.
Cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go into that?
Yeah. That's BTS. I have to shout out my girly groups.
Are the girl groups as popular as the boy groups?
I think Blackpink is pretty high up there in the Western image. Okay. A lot of people like Blackpink. I like them. Mm-hmm. I'd say their music is very appealing to Western artists just because it's like
poppy.
They have some EDM, they have some, I don't know music terms like that.
Yeah.
But they sing a lot in English too.
Okay.
They've collabed with Lady Gaga, Dua Lipa, Cardi B. Mm. Like, they're very, a lot of people like their image. Mm-hmm. Typically girl groups though, I didn't really get into them because they're very like girly and like they have girly concepts. But Twice? Karin, you like Twice songs.
Well, Fancy. I like that one. Yeah, that one Fancy.
I love Twice so much.
Gets me in the groove.
Twice is the cute. They're the cutest girlies ever. I love them. Check them out. That's all I got. I'm not like, I'd say I'm like the most invested in BTS, but like I dabble in every one here and there. There are some people who like hardcore stan like a ton of groups. I'm like, I can't handle that. Cause what I think K-pop is good for me because there's constantly things coming out.
Yeah.
There's always something to look forward to, so I could not imagine trying to keep track of other groups' schedules. Gosh. Yeah.
So do you mostly just listen to BTS, or do you listen to other K-pop, but your favorite is BTS?
Yeah.
The second?
The second one.
That was
I'd say
yes to both.
There are probably, out of all of BTS's songs, there's like two that I'm like, meh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The rest, like, I listen to a lot. I used to only listen to K-pop when I first got into it. I've, you know, like, it's just, like, another genre of music I listen to. A lot of groups, they got good music, though, so. But I like BTS's the most, I think. Yeah. Where are you going?
Gonna go stop the
door. Okay.
Again.
Hi.
Damn, this is, like, an entire world.
It kind of is, and it's so fun.
It's also terrifying. Like,
yeah.
It's just like
really scary people.
And it's not even scary in like a bad, it's just like overwhelming that like people, because I remember being a part of a fandom and like it really does envelop your whole life. But even though it enveloped my whole life, there were people who were 9 times more dedicated than I was, you know? And so it's just like this like literally encompasses so much of my life, and somehow I'm not even that invested in like relation to everyone else in the group.
Yeah.
So, like, how the hell did the rest of you
do
it?
And, like, you're hearing what I do.
Yeah.
I consider myself a tame fan.
Yeah.
I'm pretty tame. Like, I could be buying a ton more shit, and I could be watching all of their live streams. And all.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have time for that. Like, I they go live a lot. I don't know. There's a lot of things I could be invested in, but, like, I'm fairly tame, surprisingly, which is kind of scary sometimes. I'm like, wow, there are actually people crazier than me, which is good, though, you know?
Good for them.
Yeah, I love it. I just have some honorable mentions.
Of
just K-pop.
Other groups?
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know if you want to include this, because it's, very short.
Go ahead.
GOT7. Okay. That's a group I like a lot. They're friends with BTS, so it's pretty chill. They have like a very mature image, which I like. Like, their music's very mature. They wear I showed you one of the music videos. They were wearing like leather. Okay, whatever. Okay. Anyways, I like GOT7. GOT7's good. Wonho, he's like I'm gonna use this term. He's like the beefiest K-pop boy you'll ever see.
Is it just one guy?
Beefiest?
It's just one guy. He was a part of Monsta X, which is a group, but he's left. A solo now.
Oh.
But in Asian culture, it's like typical to be like have a more thinner frame. Like, he's a beefy K-pop dude, and like that's not typically desired, but like we love him for it.
Okay.
Gotta say that. I don't even know if I can explain this one to you. There's this group called TXT. This is just like what I'm talking about now are just like my little opinions. There's this group called TXT. They're younger age group, like their youngest is my age, the oldest is like your age. And one of the members, for the longest time, I'd watch him and I'm like, who do you remind me of? What are you? Like, why? Like, I'm watching you and I'm like, you just give me this vibe that I know you. And finally, I concluded, like, he looks like a cousin. Like, not a specific cousin. Like, you look at him, you're like, yeah, I would see you across the table at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think it's funny. Like, whenever I see him, I'm like, oh, cousin, what's up, dude?
I don't know what you mean.
Chris has no idea what you mean.
You don't have to put this in. This is just a stupid thing I figured out. Like, I just, like, see this dude, and I'm like, you're a cousin. You just look like a little, I don't know. I'm just giving opinions on certain people in K-pop world. And then, there's a group I have beef with. I don't know why. I just, like, I see them. I don't know.
They just don't mesh with your vibe.
Yeah. I have beef with them for some reason. I don't know. These are just some... I'm only saying these things because, like... Oh, whatever.
Anyways. Do you want to go into the stigma? You like the stigma that K-pop fans normally have within the United States?
Do I like it?
No. Can you go into
it? Yeah, I'll go into it. so,
wait, well,
can
also,
you, like,
talk
me
like,
into
you,
it? Yeah.
You bring it up, Grace.
I thought I did. Do you want to talk about the stigma?
Sure. Yeah. So when I like first got into it, I was very secretive about it.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Like, I didn't tell anyone I was into it. And why does it have to be that way? Why did I feel like I couldn't tell anyone I liked them? I think K-pop can be pretty strange. I mean, everyone knows Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, you like I don't
I feel
know.
Like that was like the first introduction of K-pop.
And like there's some weird stuff in the world, and like I think all of it gets put on to like anyone who likes it.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's just sad cuz sometimes I have to like break it to people like, "Oh, listen. I like K-pop and I have to explain why I do."
That's weird.
Like, it's a strange thing. Yeah. I've felt the need. Like, it's something that I get, I fear about sometimes. Because I've been made fun of it. I've been made fun of for listening to it, which is stupid. I should, if I like it, let me enjoy it. And, like, why should you, I don't know. I feel like it's getting better because K-pop is becoming a lot more, like, popular. Yeah.
Well, when you first started getting into it, even Aline and I were like, that's stupid.
Yeah. Like, see, I showed you it, and I was like, oh, like, Karin would like it. Like, you liked One Direction. Like it's Aline just another.
Like, this is so dumb. Yeah. Like, you're so weird for listening to this. But now, like, obviously, we don't do that anymore. Like, we
But it's also, I also feel like, I think there is a certain amount of stigma around K-pop people in general. But I will also say that I feel like anytime, even just like a teenage girl gets really into something specific, people are just like, oh, that's stupid, you know?
Right.
Because like, I don't know, like, this is something, maybe I'm totally off base here, but like, I feel like when guys are like super into sports as a teenager, people are like, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
Like, cool. But then when a girl gets super into like a band or, I don't know, like an artist or like movies or something, people are like, oh my God, like shut
you're
up.
Yeah. Such like a stupid teen.
Yeah, you're just like, you get like labeled as like stupid, or it's just like, or it's like just like an so, insignificant like, thing. So teen, yeah. So childish of you. And it's just like, dude, shut up. Like, let people like things that they like. And also just like, just because a person likes a band, person likes a band or anything. I mean, I guess I just don't understand like why people, especially the people who like are like avid sports watchers and like know everything about every single player on every single team, and then turn around and make fun of someone who like watches K-pop and loves K-pop. Yeah. It's like, bro, do you not understand the hypocrisy here? Like, you're just into different things. And just because one thing is like more socially acceptable doesn't mean, or like, I don't know, socially, not socially acceptable, socially normalized.
Yeah.
I guess is the better way to say it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like inappropriate about what you're doing. It's just like,
yeah,
you like a specific band. People like different things. You don't need to make fun of someone just because they like something that you don't have any familiarity with.
Mm-hmm.
This is my hill that I will die on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, it's so sad to me when I realize like, oh, why am I like, it's a serious conversation when I have to tell people about it.
Yeah.
Because it is a big part of me.
Yeah.
So I can't just like hide it and, like, and there you shouldn't have been people. To. Yeah.
And I think it's just like, I mean, dude, this is a much like larger conversation, I feel like, talking about how like oftentimes women or girls are trivialized in the things that they like. Like, for example, BTS, K-pop. I really like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and it's just like you get labeled as like stupid for watching shit like that or liking shit like that, and it's like, that's not any more or less stupid than anyone else's obsession. Like, I really like The Bachelor because I like analyzing people and like weird social situations, and you really like K-pop because their music is good and allows you to channel energy into it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck am I stupid for my obsessions, but you know every single thing that you can about like a singular player in the NBA and you're cool for it, you know?
Right. Like, yeah.
It just doesn't seem fair. Like, people are assigning...
It's just a totally different, place to channel energy, and some people just don't understand it. Yeah.
Right. That's totally it. Like, people can have hobbies, and you don't need to, like, I don't know, make fun of them for it just because it's different than what you would have as a hobby.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, definitely, like, after, like, just liking K-pop for a while, like, it's definitely made me more open to like other people's interests.
Totally.
I guess I used to like be like, oh, you like that, but now I'm just like totally open with people about what they like. And like, I've had someone be like, all right, so like, I'm gonna show you a song, but like, it's kind of weird, and I'm like, dude, I've been there.
Yeah,
I've been like, I don't care.
Right,
you listen to whatever you want, it's totally fine.
You listen to whatever you want, you watch whatever you want. If you're interested in certain things, like, get into
like,
it
and shit.
Right,
if you enjoy it, you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
agree.
So to end this, I want you to just like give us like 5 things that you just like love about being part of the fandom, or just some of your favorite songs, or just like things to end with that maybe after somebody listens to this, like, they're a little bit interested in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think I can come up with like five things okay, I love yeah. about the fandom like right
few,
now. But
a few, a few.
I like how everyone, I personally just feel like everyone just like, we have like inside jokes.
Mm-hmm.
We like say like we call him June. Like that's just like our thing. Like, oh, mm-hmm. June's at it again.
It's a community
like, it's just, like, our
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, there's like, girlies on Twitter are so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. I don't know. I just love the humor that comes with it. And mm-hmm. like, I like just like the interactivity I have with them. Because the thing is with BTS is like, they're very connected with the fans. And I think that's what also makes them very likable. It's just like, mm-hmm. you feel very loved. Like, I feel like I have a personal relationship with all of them. Mm-hmm. As crazy as it sounds, I'm just like, ah, yes. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have, yes. So that's just what I like about it. Makes me feel like I have just friends all around the world, you know?
Yeah, I think it's so great to be a part of something that's like bigger than yourself. And like,
yeah,
there's a lot of reasons that people like a lot of different things. But I think one of the biggest thing is like the community that comes with
yeah.
being like super into a specific thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think it's important to have something you're interested in and something that gets you excited that doesn't relate necessarily directly to like your area of study.
Yeah.
Or, totally. Like,
your
totally.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice little, again, it's like a distraction. Not mm-hmm. distraction, but it's just like
a fun little thing
for me.
Side,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And another thing I'll just say about like the fans, specifically in BTS's fans, like we donate a lot of things under their name. So a bunch of people for, say, Namjoon's birthday, we donated a bunch of like trees to this one place. So they planted a crap ton of trees.
I love that.
So they donated money to the Black Lives Matter movement, and we doubled it. We donated their amount, but doubled. So, like, we just, like, I really like that part of it. We're, like,
yeah. mm-hmm.
they somehow inspired us to want to give back because mm-hmm. they do so much for us. We're, like, the only way we can do stuff for them is to donate
yeah.
to other things.
Aww.
It's really cool.
That's so sweet.
I love them. Yeah.
I love that.
And you want favorite songs?
Sure.
Give me two songs. One that is like, I will like it no matter what.
Okay.
And then give me another song that will like push my boundaries. Like a little bit
yes.
edgy and like different, but like something that you think I could get into.
Oh man, I have a lot. Let me look on Spotify for a second. I mean, for the most approachable, they just released their first all English song, which is Dynamite.
That one rocks.
It's,
I jammed that.
I love it. So I think that's a very approachable song. I also think their song Black Swan, that's my ride or die. That was my okay. number one played song ever this year. It's very good, and the message behind it is great.
Okay.
One to test your boundaries. Oh, man, there's a lot. I'll give you one from their newer songs and one from their older. I'd say Disease. From B. Disease is a banger. And one of their older songs, Danger.
Danger. They have three songs. Dynamite, Disease, Danger.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Triple D, baby.
And
nice.
Sorry, I have to.
DJ.
Just One Day. We're done with that. We're done with D-Day. Oh, my gosh. And everyone listen to Just One Day. It's the best song ever.
Okay.
It's
okay.
An amazing song. So.
Well,
thank you so much for coming on, Hallie.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Sorry if you guys can hear our dog barking in the background.
He's going crazy.
That's okay.
He's being
he gets
a bad boy today.
A little excited
today.
Around this time of day.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's patrolling. He's protecting us.
But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you guys learned something new. And
go listen.
Go listen.
Go listen.